Today's daf is Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Dalet, and we are about 25 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Gimel Omid Beis Bar Ada Siboy La'a. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael Hanasunim Batzora Uvashifya. So yesterday, the latter part of the daf, we began a new sugya, a sugya that's going to really be the topic of the next perek, and that is the sugya of the Arba Shoinim. So the topic and the idea of the Arba Shoimrim is something that comes up, as we mentioned, a lot throughout Seder Nezikin. Perhaps the place where it's discussed is in Perek HaShoil, which is the next Perek that we are going to learn. But interestingly, the sugya doesn't really start at the beginning of the next Perek. Rather, the sugya starts at the end of the Perek that we're learning now, the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. So yesterday, we introduced a little bit the topic of the Arba Shoimrim. Super high level, there are four types of Shoimrim. Shoimrim Chinam, Shoimrim Sachar, Soicher, and a shoyl. A shoymer chinam is chayiv if he was poisheya, he was negligent in the thing that he was watching and then some damage occurred. If, however, it was stolen or lost, or if an oynes happened, in that instance he's going to be potter. The Mishnah said that despite the fact that a shoymer chinam is potter, gneva v'aveda, he's potter and oynesin, but at the same time he's nishba alakol, meaning he's only potter if he swears a shvua deiraisa that he wasn't pesheya, he wasn't negligent in any way, shape, or form. If he swears, that would exempt him from having to pay. A shoy mesachar, being that he's getting paid, so his responsibility is a little bit greater. He's chayev if he's pesheya. He's also chayev for gneva v'aveda. If there's an oynes that happens, he too has the ability to swear that the oynes occurred, and in that instance, he's going to be potter. A soicher is a renter. A renter is different than a shoy mechinam and a shoy mesachar in that he's able to use this item that he's watching. He's paying for that ishtamshus as it relates to whether we treat his shmira as that of a shoy mechinam or of a shoy mesachar. That is a machloikis Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, and as we saw yesterday, it's a machloikis amiram, what Rameir holds and what Rabbi Yehuda holds. And finally, there's the shayel. The shayel is kol hanash shalai, or as we're going to see, the Gemara says roif hanash shalai. And because the shayel has the ability to use this item, not just that, he's not paying for the item. So it's for that reason his chiyuvei shmira are even more upgraded. He's chayev if he's pesheya. He's chayev gneva v'aveda. He's going to be chayev for oinsin as well. There are instances where even a shayel will be potter, mesa machmas malacha, ba'alavimai, ideas that are going to be discussed in the course of today's daf and very much in the course of the following daf. Regardless, the Mishnah discusses these arba shoyimim, all of which have their own Shulchan Aruch in terms of what it is that they're responsible for. Now, as it relates to comparing and contrasting the Shoy Mechinam and Shoy Mesachar, if you ask the man on the street, what's the difference between the laws of a Shoy Mechinam and the laws of a Shoy Mesachar, he'll tell you it's Pasha. Shoy Mechinam is Potter and Gneva V'Aveda, a Shoy Mesachar is Chayiv and Gneva V'Aveda. But as we mentioned yesterday, really, a deeper understanding of the basic difference between a Shoy Mechinam and a Shoy Mesachar is not what he's chayiv in, but rather what his responsibility is. A Shoy Mechinam has less of a chiyuv to watch than does a Shoy Mesachar. Or more accurately, a Shoy Mechinam doesn't have to watch it as well as a Shoy Mesachar does. A Shoy Mesachar, because he's getting paid, his obligation to watch requires him to watch it better. In the words of Chazal, a Shoy Mechinam has to do a Shmira Pechusa, a minimal Shmira, whereas a Shoy Mesachar has to do a Shmira Meula, he has to do a more optimal Shmira. Because the Shoy Mechinam only has to do a Shmira Pechusa, it's for that reason he's only Chayev if he's Pesheya. If he's Pesheya, that means he didn't even do a Shmira Pechusa. If what happened was that the item was stolen or lost, that would mean he didn't do a Shmir Ma'ula. He doesn't have to do a Shmir Ma'ula, and it's for that reason he's going to be potter, albeit with a Shvua. A Shoy Mesachar has an obligation to do a Shmir Ma'ula, and it's for that reason the halacha of a Shoy Mesachar is that he's going to be chayev, even for Gneva V'Aveda. But when you understand the difference between the Shoy Mechinam and the Shoy Mesachar on that level, then you realize that there could be other nafkaminas in terms of if something happened to this pekadin that I'm watching, would I be chayev or would I not be chayev? Because really, it's not so much about gneva v'aveda, but what it's about is, do I have to do a shmir meula? Do I not have to do a shmir meula? So for example, we saw in yesterday's daf a story a Maisa Shoya Kachayo, where somebody was watching Tzoyin, and the Tzoyin was on the banks of the river, it slipped and it fell in. And the question was, he was a Shoyim Esachar, is he Chayev, or is he going to be Pater? That's not a question of Geneva, it's not a question of Aveda, it slipped and fell. The question is, by you walking with this Tzoyin that you're getting paid to watch at the banks of the river, is that in violation of Shmir Me'ula? Or no, that's consistent with Shmir Me'ula. The point is that the chilek really between the Shem Echinim and the Shem Esachar is not so much as Ichai Repatim Gnev Aveda, but rather the chilek is how much Shmira he has to do. The Shem Echinim has to do less Shmira, whereas the Shem Esachar has to do more Shmira. Now, the first sugya here of the Arba Shomrim, and this was really the whole latter part of yesterday's daf, discussed a major machloikis amayram, a machloikis between Rabba on the one hand and Rav Chisda and Rabba by Rav Huna on the other hand. Rabba said a chiddush. Rabba said that a Shoyim Esachar has to do a Shmir Me'ula. True. But at the same time, he doesn't have to watch it more than if somebody was watching his own thing would watch it. Meaning, I'm getting paid to watch, that means I have to watch it as if it was mine. But at the same time, I don't have to watch it more than if it was mine. The words of Rabba war, hanoter kedenat reentry. And as long as a person watches this item the way people usually watch the items, that in and of itself would be enough for the shmira to be a good shmira. Rabba said it in the context of that sheep that was walking at the banks of the river and it fell in. And Rabba said the Shem Esachar is going to be potter because, although, yeah, it was a little risky what he was doing, but this is what people do. People would walk their own sheep at the side of a river. So, as a Shoyim Esachar, you have a right to do the same thing. It's not a stira to your Shmir Me'ula that you're obligated to do, and it's for that reason, the fact that the Tzoyin fell in with you as an Oynus, and you're going to be Pater. Other examples of where this would be manifest would be that the shepherd sometimes, if he was watching his own sheep, he would go to the city during the day. Sometimes bad things happen. The wolf can come. Who knows? Shoyim Esachar has a right to do that because he's not a ketanat re-entry. Thus, if a wolf would come, something would take place, he would be potter. Another example is the shepherd would take a nap sometimes in the middle of the day. He spends the day in the grueling sun. He has a right to take a nap. That's was customary. If I'm watching someone else's sign, I could do the same thing. Rav Chisda and Rabbi Barav Huna said no. There's no idea of not a kedenat re-entry. If you're a Shoyim Esachar, you have to watch it better than the way people watch it. In the words of Rav Chisda and Rabbi Barav Huna, the person that owns the pekadin, the mafkid, could say, "Lahachi yavi loch agra venturili nitirusi yaserta." I'm paying you because I want you to watch it even better than the way people ordinarily watch it. So again, a Shoyim Esachar has to do a Shmir Me'ula. That's what makes him unique versus the Shoyim Echinam. The question is, does he have to do it as much as what people would usually do, or even better? That's this grace of Machloikis Amiram, and that's where today's daf begins. Says the Gemara, another story. Bar Ada Sabila, Rab Ada, the porter, so this Bar Ada's job was to take things from point A to point B. He was taking animals for other people. He was getting paid to do so, and he was taking them on the bridge of Nahar Narash. So the river's name was Narash, it had a bridge, and Barada Sabila is taking animals, specifically, he's taking these big animals, and it's along this bridge. In the meantime, one of the animals went, and it kicked the other one into the water. And it came to Rapapa. The question was, is Barada responsible for the fact that one animal kicked the other animal into the river, or is he not? Says the Gemara, Chayve. And Rapapa said, yes, he's going to be Chayve. Omar Beis Barada told Rapapa, my Havali the Mebet, what was I supposed to do? Meaning, I was not a Kedenat Rienchi. I did what everybody does. I had animals, I was crossing the bridge. One animal decided to kick the other animal, knock it into the river. That's beyond my control. Why should I be Chayve? Now, Barada is a Shoyol. Okay, he would be Chayve, but he's not. He's a Shoyim Esachar. And because he's a Shoyim Esachar, he should be Potter and Einzim. Yeah, he has to do a Shmir Me'ula, but he did do a Shmir Me'ula. I did a good Shmir. I wasn't Pesheya. I was not the Kitanatri Inchi. Amaleis. Rapapa told him, you want to know what you could have done? I'll tell you what you could have done. You should have done one at a time. You should have taken one animal, cross the bridge, take another animal, cross the bridge. You know, if you have a bunch of animals on a narrow bridge, it's inevitable that something might happen. Amaleis. So Bar Ada responded to Rapapa and he told him, tell me, Rapapa, somewhat sarcastically, Yodas Bebe Bar Achsech, the Matzilam Abra Chada Chada, do you have a nephew, meaning does your sister have a son, that would do something like this? Rashi says he didn't mean literally your nephew, but Are there any of your people, meaning you know anyone that would do this? Nobody does this. So if nobody does it, I was not to get another entry. And if that's the case, I should be potter. So essentially, what's Bar Ada telling Rapapa? I was not to get another entry. And if that's the case, so why you be mechayv me? Amalei, Rapapa told him, I hear your taina, and you should know, kvar tzavchu kamoy de kamach. Not only did your predecessors have this taina, but the predecessors of your predecessors had this taina. Rabba, right? This was Rabba's halacha. He held the shem nesachar. If he watches the way people watch, it doesn't matter what happens beyond that. It's considered only going to be potter. But at the same time, like the ashkech b'hu lemais and the amiram were makabel the psak of Rabba, Rav Chizda and Rabba Barafuna. These were later amiram. They held not like him. And being that they held not like him, we paskin like the basroi. And he told him, it's for that reason you're going to be responsible. So this is a Maisa Shoya Kachoya with Amir Rapapa, where he's paskining like Rav Chizda and Rabba Barafuna, not like Rabba. We don't say Honata Kedanatri entry. To the contrary, being that this Shoy Mesach is getting paid, that requires him to watch it better than people would even watch it for themselves. Another story. Aivu Afgid Kisna Beirunya. So Ivo was a person. He had Kisna, which is Pishtun, it's flax. He took the flax and he gave it to Runya, also a person, to watch. Azal Shabu. A man named Shabu came. Rashi says he was a list of Mizuya and he was an armed robber. He was a dangerous man. Shamtamine, and he took the Pishtun away from Runya. So Ivo has Pishtun. He gives it to Runya. Shabu is the Ganiv. He's the list of Mizuya and he comes and he takes it away from Runya. Says the Gemara, that the Ganav was found. Now, important, the Gemara doesn't speak this out, but Runya was a Shai Mechina. Being that Runya was a Shai Mechina, technically, he has the ability to swear that this is what happened, and he's going to be Pata, because the Shai Mechina is Pata from Geneva Aveda, stating that after the Ganav was found, also the Kami, the Rav Nachman, so Runya came to Rav Nachman, he says, I want to add to this mess, I'm going to swear that it was stolen, and I'm done. Chayvi, but Rav Nachman says that, no, you have to pay. Rav Nachman said, you can't swear, but you have to pay. What do you mean? Hashem Mechinam is always potter from Geneva Vaveda. So Rav Nachman was saying a chiddush. Rav Nachman was saying that Hashem Mechinam is potter from Geneva Vaveda if you don't know who the Ganav is. But being that over here was Hukar HaGanav, we know that Shabu is the one that stole it. So over here, you have to pay, and you now will go to Shabu, and you're going to get it back. So this that Hashem Mechinam is potter from Geneva Vaveda, which is learned out from Joshua's, of course, Rav Nachman, who's the Mara Deshmaita, he's the guru when it comes to all things Dinei Mamanis, he was saying, he was saying that's only if you don't know where the Ganav is. So if somebody's going to take the loss, you know who takes the loss? It's the Mafka that takes the loss. But to the extent that you know where the Ganav is, so now it's no one's going to really lose. The question is, who's going to have to go through the Tircha to prosecute and to litigate? So Rav Nachman said that the Shem Mechinim has to pay, and the Shem Mechinim is the one that has to try to schlep the money out of the Ganav. So the Gemara says, Lema Pligi the Rav Huna Barov. And this halach of Rav Nachman would seem to be at odds, and would seem to be chaylik with something Rav Huna Bar Abin said. The Shalach Rav Huna Bar Abin, Rav Huna Bar Abin sent the following halacha nignava ba'ines. If an animal was stolen from a shomer ba'ines, what would be example of an animal stolen ba'ines, like a listim mezuyin? So the halach is that the achaka chukar haganav. If later the ganav was found, mamish this story, im shay mechinam, who if the shaymer was a shay mechinam, ratza nishba, ratza oisim edin. Then he has two choices. If he wants, he could say, listen, I'm a shay mechinam. I always have the right to swear and be potter from Geneva. I'm going to swear I'm going to be potter from Geneva. And it's your headache now to go try to schlep the pekodin away from the ganav. Ratza oisim edin. Or if he wants, he could say, let me pay. He has the option, and he says, I'm going to go now to the Ganav, and I'm going to schlep it out. Meaning, the Shem Mechinim is the one that calls the shots. Im Shem Mesachar, if, however, he's a Shem Mesachar, Oisi'im Oidin Ve'inoy Nishba. Being that a Shem Mesachar, so we're a little more stringent on him, he doesn't have the option. He has to make the payment. He doesn't have the option to swear, and he has to be Oisi'im Oidin. Now, just to be clear, although ordinarily a Shem Mesachar is potter from Geneva, but over here it was Nignav Ba'inus. So being that it was Nignav Ba'inus, so over here, technically, there is a Mokim for him to be potter by swearing, stating that there's an afkemina between the Shem Mechinim being potter and the Shem Mesachim being potter. The Shem Mechinim has the option to swear or to be oisim. Then the Shem Mesachim, in this case, being that we know who the Ganav, if he didn't know who the Ganav was, he could swear and be potter. But being that we know who the Ganav is, over here, he has no choice but to be oisim oidin, the enoy nishba. Now, this is mefurish, not like Rav Nachman's halach. It's the same setup like Rav Nachman, same exact story. Where there's a shomer, there's a gneva, it's hukar haganav. Rav Nachman said, even the shomer chinam, the halach is can't swear. That was what he paskin with the story with Aivu, Runya, and Shabu. Over here, we have a mefurish of psak for Rav Huna Bar Avin, that is in fact the case. by Hashem Yisachar, but not by Hashem Mechinim. Amar Rava. So Rava said, no, really, Rav Nachman's not going connected halacha of Rav Huna bar Ravan. He agrees 100% with Rav Huna bar Ravan's halacha. That halacha is halacha l'maisa. The Shai Mesachar is the one that's oisim edivein and nishba, but the Shai Mechinim always has the option to swear even if it was a graganim. Aye, what's pshat in the psak with Rav Nachman? So the Gemara says there was one other knach to the story that we didn't know up until this point. Hassam over there with the maisa with Runyo, Gavri de Farmuska havikaimi. So Rashi says, who's the Farmuska? Anshe Ashulton Hayusham. They were authorities, the police were there. The Ramakala had Runya yelled and screamed when the list of Mezuyin, when Shabu came, have a Asu Matzalay. They would have came and they would have protected him. The punchline the Rishonim say is that Runya, by not screaming, was actually a Pesheya. Being that it was a Pesheya, that's why it was Chayvi Rav Nachman. Meaning the Gemara thought that why was it Chayvi Rav Nachman? It was Geneva. Hashem Bechinim was part of Geneva. Oh, must be because it was Hukra Aganev. When it's Hukra Aganev, the halach is Oisei Imaydin Ve'enanish. But the Gemara says, no, that's true by Hashem Mesachar, who is Nigdav Be'oinis. That's not true by Hashem Bechinim. Aye, then why was it Chayvi Rav Nachman? Because he held it wasn't a regular Geneva. He was a Pesheya. What was the Pshia? He should have yelled, he should have screamed. The Rishonim stole the suit to the Gemara that we saw in yesterday's daf. And that is Hashem Bechinim, Shahayodoy, the Kadim, Beroyim, Ubemaklois, Veloikidim Chayev. Hashem Bechinim, who's a shepherd, who all of a sudden an animal comes and it's not pasha, what's happening? If he had the ability to call shepherds and have them come and bring sticks and somehow prevent this disaster from happening, he doesn't do that, he's considered a pasheya. So in the same vein, Runya could have called the cops and he didn't do that. That renders him a pasheya, and it's for that reason he is chayv. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Ze'ev echad. So we're talking about a shepherd. A shepherd is watching a flock of sheep. And a wolf comes, and the wolf attacks the sheep, and it gets a hold of one of these sheep. The question is the shepherd going to be chayv, or is the shepherd going to be potter? Let's assume the shepherd is a shomer sachar. If he's a shomer sachar, he would be chayv if he was considered to be negligent. Even if he just didn't do a shmir me'ula, he would be chayv. But if he's considered to be an oynis, then kamuvin, he is going to be potter. So if one wolf, says the Mishnah, comes and attacks a shepherd, we don't view it as an oynis, and it's for that reason he's going to be responsible for what happened. Shnei ze'evim. What happens if there were two wolves? Oynis then is already considered an oynis. For a person to stave off one wolf is one thing, but two wolves, that's already pushing it, that's already going to be considered an oynis. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shas mishlacha ze'evim, in the event that there's like a plague of Ze'ev and Av Ze'ev Echad Oynes, even if one Ze'ev comes, it's going to be considered an Oynes. Rashi says, that what does it mean, Mishlachas Ze'ev? Shechaya Ra Mishulachas Bigzeres HaMelech. That Bigzeres HaMelech, all of a sudden, these bad animals are coming. The Mefarshim explained that it doesn't mean Gzeres HaMelech as if the king of the local Medina is the one who sent them. But it means Melech Malchi Amlochim. This is like Makas Orev, so to speak. So if there's a Mishlacha Ze'evim, then even one Ze'ev, that's already a lot, and therefore the Aloch is, you're going to be put, you're going to be considered a Shnei Klovim. What happens if somebody is a shepherd, he's watching his flock, and he gets attacked by two dogs? Any Oynes is not considered an Oynes. So two wolves is an Oynes, but two dogs is not considered an Oynes. Yadua, Pavli Yemen, Mishum Rameir, Yadua, the Babylonian said in the name of Rameir, Meruach Achas Eni Oynes. That's true if the two dogs came from the same side. Mishtei Ruchais, however, he got attacked from two different fronts, oynes, then two dogs will be considered an oynes. Another halacha, halistim. If one listim, one armed robber, comes up to the raya, hareza oynes, it's considered an oynes. Ha'ari, a lion, hadoiv, a bear. A nomer is a leopard. The habardalis, the academics have a big tumult what exactly the bardalis was. Nochash and the snake, karelu oynes. Even if it's only one, it's going to be considered oynes. A masai. Now, when is this all true? That if these animals come, or the listim comes, depending on how many, which animal it's considered an oynes. That's bisman shabo melein. That's if they came on their own. Aval hoylicham lemakim gedudei chaya v'listim. But let's say you're the shepherd and you took your sheep to a place where it's known to be dangerous, where there's animals there and there's listim over there. Ein oynes. Then if you get attacked, you're not an oynes. Why? Because you're a tchilas v'bshia. You walked into the lion's den, and as a result, you're going to be considered peshe. You don't have the taina of oynes. What happens if somebody's watching an animal and the animal dies just a natural actual death, harais an oinus, it's considered an oinus. Sikfa, miloshen sigufen. If, however, you made the animal uncomfortable, you tortured it a little bit, you starved it, you left it out in the heat, out in the cold, etc. Mesa nedarka, any oinus, then it's not considered an oinus. That's not called mesa kedarka. If you tortured it on some level, then you don't have the halacha mesa kedarka. Also, the rashi tzukin, v'nafla. What happens if the animal on its own, it pushed its way to the top of a cliff, v'nafla, and it fell? Harais oinus, you're an oinus. Hello, the rashi tzukin, if the shepherd brought it to the top of a cliff, the nafla, and then it fell, umesa, and it died, any oinus, you're not going to be considered in oinus. Either way, says the Gemara. The Mishnah said, ze'ev echad enoi oinus, shnei ze'ev en oinus. One ze'ev is not an oinus, two ze'evs are an oinus. Rabbi Yehuda added to that, he said, b'shas mishlacha ze'ev, and even a ze'ev echad is going to be considered oinus. Says the Gemara, v'tani, we learned in the price, ze'ev echad oinus, that even one ze'ev is an oinus, it's a stereo. The Mishnah says, ze'ev echad enoi oinus, only two. The price says, ze'ev echad is an oinus. Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak, so Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak said, hahi b'shas mishlachas ze'evin. That price is talking about where it was a mishlachas ze'evin, where there was this plague, this makas oruk of ze'evin. Rabbi Yehuda, and it's going to Rabbi Yehuda, who said in the Mishnah that b'shas mishlachas ze'evin, even a ze'ev echad is going to be considered an oinus. Halistim hareza oinus. One listim is an oinus. Amayfrik the Gemara loyki gavra lahadi gavra. It's one against one. It's mano a mano. So why should it be considered an oinus? Why should the one roya not be able to stand up against the one listim? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Amar Rav, a listim mezuyan, because not just a listim, he's a listim mezuyan. He's an armed robber. So it's one against one, but it's an unfair one against one. Ibai luhu said b'nei shiva had a shy lo listim mezuyan v'roya mezuyan mau. What would be if the roya was also mezuyan? So the listim comes mezuyan. Now the roya is also mezuyan. What's the halacha? If something happens, is he considered an oinus or is he not considered an oinus? Meaning, do you have to put up a fight against the listim mezuyin or not? Says the Gemara, what's the shayla? What are the tzadabim? Do we say, it's one against one and they're both mezuyin? Okay, so face off. Let's see what happens. Oidilma, hay masa nafshe, v'hay loy masa nafshe. So what does this mean? So Rashi says, Hay Masa Nafshe means that this listim mezuyan is ready to give up his life, right? You see, he came armed and dangerous. He came for a fight. The Hay Loy Masa Nafshe, maybe the Roya is not obligated to be Moisa Nefesh to fight back. So it's interesting, it's semantics, but the Hay Masa Nafshe and the Hay Loy Masa Nafshe don't mean the same thing. Hay Masa Nafshe, he's coming to fight. Aval Haroya says Rashi, Loy Masa Nafshe, Ein Loy Limsa Nafshe Okach. It's not something that he's responsible to do. So the Gemara says, what's the bottom line? Mistabra. So usually you have an Ibaya, you end up with Toshmaz. It's a Svara, the Hay Masa Nafshe, the Hay Loy Masa Nafshe, that latter Svara is the appropriate Svara. You don't have to risk your life to watch an animal, and if something happens, when you get attacked by even one list of mezuyin, even if you're mezuyin, you're going to be considered an oinus, you're going to be pata. Amalei Abaye the Rava. Abaye told Rava, Ashkechei Roya, what would be if the Roya met a list of mezuyin and he started taunting him? He rates them on. V'amalei, and he told him. So don't try this at home, this is old school. He said, Ganova Sarya. Rashi says, Sarya is miloshem musrach v'yivash, meaning, you fashtinken a ganef, beducht aplani is, you should know, me, together with the Royim, we're all sitting b'mok complaining. Kach v'kach gavri ikubadon, and we have a whole bunch of people with us. Kach v'kach kalbi ikubadon. So the Royim always had a dog that used to watch his flock. Akel of Tashlicha Noisai. We have a whole bunch of dogs. Kach v'kach zuksa psikolon, and we have a whole bunch of people that are able to sling rocks at you. We have a whole bunch of snipers. Meaning he was racing on this gun. If you think he's such a tough guy, why don't you pick a fight with us? No, v'azal. So he said, no problem. Let's see what you had. V'shachal minei. In the meantime, the ganav was matzliach. My, what's the halacha? Meaning, is the raya going to be potter? Is the raya not going to be potter? We just said, listen, mezuyin, you're potter. But over here, you sort of brought the fight on. Amalei. So Abaye asked this question to Rava. Rava told Abaye, harei hoi lichon lemakom gedudei chai v'listen. This is very similar to the halacha of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that if an oinus happens, but the way the oinus happened was that the roya took the animals into a dangerous place. So the halacha then is that you are going to be chayiv. This is mamish that. You raid stun. You brought the oinus on. In that instance, the halacha is you're going to be chayiv. From here until the end of today's daf is going to be from the previous cycle.
Zok the Mishnah, a Mishnah that's often quoted in yeshivish circles. Masno shay mechinam liyos patem yishvua. Although a shay mechinam midin Torah, if the object that he's watching was stolen or lost, needs to swear in order for him to be potter. If, however, he stipulated with the owner of the object at the time that he began to watch this object, that in the event that I taina gneiva aveda, I don't want to have to go through the ringer that is shvur deiraisa. I want to be off the hook. To the extent that both parties agree, it's okay. Meaning the shoy mechinim and the owner have a right to agree to such a deal that in the event that the shoy mechinim is going to taina gneiva aveda, he'll be potter afilu b'lei shvur. Although it's connected to the entire. The entire is that the only time the shoy mechinim is potter gneiva aveda is b'shvur. But mas the shoy mechinim li is potter b'shvur. V'ashoy li is potter b'lei shalom. Additionally, a shoyol can make a tanai and he could say that even though me din taira, if an oynis happens, for example, or gneiva aveda or something else, I'm supposed to be chayiv, he makes a tanai that he wants to be potter to the extent that the mashal agrees, the shoyel agrees, the mashal agrees, it's not a problem. They too can make tanoim. Another halacha. So we mentioned the tanai. We mentioned the tanai that the shemachinam, the shem mesachar, soicher, and shoyel respectively all have a right to make with the owner of the object to say that even though midday raisa, the halacha is supposed to follow a certain course, but we're only willing to watch in the event that it goes a different course. Meaning, the shoy mechinam says, I don't want to swear gneva v'aveda. The shoyel says, I don't want to be chayv anointed. It's okay. Stating that, ordinarily, that's not the halacha. And ordinarily, the halacha is that if somebody does something, ala tanai, and the tanai that he makes violates a din Torah, he's a masna masha kasa ba Torah, the halacha is tanai batal. Another halacha, the chol tnai sheyesh ma'ase b'tchilasoi tnai batal. On the topic of mishpatei atanam, halachas that govern how a tanai is supposed to be. If somebody would do a ma'isa ala tanai, but he mentioned the ma'isa before he mentioned the tanai, so he says harei at mikudesh asli im titni li masayim zos. That would not be a valid tanai. In order for the tanai to be a valid tanai, he would have to first say the tanai, first mention the condition, and then afterwards mention the ma'isa. In titn limasayim zos harei mekudeshesli. That would be okay. So the Mishnah mentions it from the standpoint of which tanai isn't good. V'chol tanai sheish ma'isa b'tchilasei. Any tanai where there's a ma'isa b'tchilasei, tanai batal, the tanai doesn't work. And a third example of a tanai that's not kosher. V'chol she'efsheli l'kaima b'soifoi. V'hisna ima b'tchilasei tanai kaima. In order for a tanai to be a kosher a tanai, it has to be a tanai that's efshel l'kaima b'soifoi. It's actually possible to fulfill. But if it's not possible to meet the conditions of the tanai, then the halacha is that tanai is dead on arrival. It's automatically null and void. The tanai is not going to be a good tanai. So we started off with a halacha regarding shomrim, which as mentioned is the topic now of the next several dafin. We mentioned the halacha of mas mishay mechinam liyos potter b'shvur, that even though there is a halacha of what each shomer's responsibilities are, but if the shomer agrees to a different set of halachas, together with the mafkid, the halachas, they have a right to do whatever they want. So, b'derech agav, we mentioned other halachas with regards to tanoim, specifically three types of tanoim that are not kosher at tanoim. A tanai that's masna masha kosher about Torah, a tanai where the maisa was mentioned before the actual tanai, and then finally a tanai that's efshel lekaimer b'soifei. All three of these tanai would not be a kosher tanai. So although ordinarily a person can do a maisa al tanai, it's learned out from the parash of Bnei Gad of Bnei Reuven. We've spoken about this at length throughout the course of Daf Yomi, but there are certain halachas. Not every tanai is a kosher tanai. This mishnah is an important maramakim. I believe it's tucked away here. You wouldn't expect it to be in the last mishnah of Perek Asoiches Apoyelim, Bava Metziah, Daf Tzadik Dal, Ramad Aleph. The sugis of tanai are in the third Perek of Masechtas Kedushin, seventh Perek of Masechtas Gittin, they're mentioned throughout Shas. But you don't expect this to be such an important amid as it relates to how exactly a tanai has to go down, stating that a Mishnah, not just a Gemara, a Mishnah that discusses three halachas of Mishpat and Atram. I agree with that. So the Gemara. So the first halacha was Masna Shoy Mechinam Liyas Potem Yishvu Amai Masa Masha Kosabat Teiru V'chol Masa Masha Kosabat Teiru Tanai Batal. Didn't the Mishnah say three breaths later that if somebody makes a tanai and the tanai, if it would be niskayim, would violate something that's kosher about Torah, the tanai's bottle. So if the shei mechinam has to swear midday raisa, so if he now is mas naliyah, is potem yishvu, he's a mas naliyah, kosher about Torah. So come on, my Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah is going to Rabbi Yehuda Damar, who said, but that even though ordinarily a mas naliyah, kosher about Torah, tanai is bottle. But if the Tanai, which is Masna Mashal Kasa Batoira, is a Dovah Sheba Mammon, it's a monetary law, there the halacha is the Tanai's kind. The Tanai learned in a Brai, so Imel Isha Ben Mekudash Asli, I'm Nashim Lecholai, Shetzuk Sviyoina. If somebody goes over to a woman and he says, I want to marry you, but I understand that marriage comes with responsibilities, I'm not interested in the responsibilities. No share, I'm not going to support you. No ksus, no food, and no oina, no tashmish. The halacha is, hareza mekudeshes, tanai batal devi Rameir. Rameir says, it's a classic example of the Mishnah that we just learned. He's a masa masha kasav bateira, and a masa masha kasav bateira, tanai batal. It's kasav bateira that you have to give share ksus v'oina. It's a pasuk in the Torah, in parshas mishpatim, im shlosh eila, it's in parshas mishpatim. You have to give the share ksus v'oina. You now made a tanai not to give the share ksus v'yoina, you're a maslam ashakas batei. Rabbi Yehuda argues, he says, this is different, because this is a dover shevim moment, and the dover shevim moment, tanai kayim. Incidentally, Rashi says, a very important Rashi, first Rashi in the Gemara, b'dover shevim moment she'er v'ksus, that although Rabbi Yehuda said that this tanai is dover shevim moment, not all three things mentioned in this braisa are dover shevim moment. She'er, food, is a dover shevim moment, and ksus is a dover shevim moment. But oina, which is tashmish, is not a dover shevim moment. Other Rishonim argue, and other Rishonim say, that if Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can be masna mashakosa b'toira b'dover shevim moment, so too you can be masna mashakosa b'toira b'dover she'negeya tzar haguf. It's the same thing. And if you could be masmash, the same thing would be true for oina. But either way, you see, this is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda holds that masmash, kosev batoira, bedovish ebemamet, and I kite. So our mission that says masmash, mechinam liyas batamishvua, is talking about dovish ebemamet, and as a result, if the mission is Rabbi Yehuda, there's not going to be an issue. Incidentally, bederech agav, so we've spoken about this braisa in the past when we learned Masechtas Ksubas, hareot mekudesh asli avanashe in lochalai sherksus v'yoina. I once saw a super lumdus shakasha, really touches on, not lumdus, but super lumdus. And that is, we know that although a husband has a responsibility to give sherksus v'yoina, that responsibility doesn't go into effect until after nesuin. So marriage happens in two phases. Today we do everything under the chuppah, so it seems to all happen simultaneously. But once upon a time, it really happened during two phases. Phase one was Erisin, Kedushin, where the woman becomes an Eishes Ish for almost everything. They used to wait for a Besula, Yud Beis Chaydesh, an Amana, Shleishim Yoim. But later, there was a Nesuin. The Nesuin was what was Goymer, the Ishus, between the husband and the wife. The husband that's responsible for Sher Ksus Va'ina is the husband that has Nesuin. Erisin, there's no oina. There's no sher v'ksus either. The chi of sher ksus v'oina is only after nesuin. It's not after erisin. So I want to akasha hareyat mikudesh asli amanas she'en lecholai sher ksus v'oina. The sher ksus v'oina, the chi of is not chal b'shas erisin. The chi of is chal b'shas nesuin. So to the extent that it's chal b'shas nesuin, why is it hareyat mikudesh asli? As if to say the erisin really is supposed to create a chi of sher ksus v'oina. This erisin I want shouldn't create a sher ksus v'oina. It's never the erisin that creates a sher ksus. It's anyways always the Nesuin that creates the Sherek Sos V'yoina. Demis is that Rabbanon Kotler, Zichat Tzadik Levrocha, has a Sicha where he discusses this Inyan. And over there, he brings a Kasha from the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua asks a Kasha, that where does it say in the Torah that every husband has a responsibility to give Sherek Sos V'yoina? It's in Parshas Mishpatim. It's in the context of a Alma of Ria. It's in the Parsha of Yiyud. Back in the day, a man had a right to sell his daughter that was less than 12 years old. If the man sold his daughter, there was a mitzvah in the Torah for the other, the person that bought this girl, to go ahead and marry her. And if he didn't want to marry her, then his son's supposed to marry her. And it's over there that the Torah says that this other, who's now the husband, has a chiv to give sher, ksus, va'im. Now that marriage is a unique type of marriage. There's a man in the Gemara that says you don't even have to give kesef kedushin. You don't even have to do a ma'isekicha. The money that the other paid to buy this girl, that Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina, that in itself, one of the shverot dafim masechtas kedushin, that in itself constitutes the kesef kedushin. You don't have to do anything more than that. What's the name of that kedushin? It's called yiyud. So just like this yibum, which is a certain type of ma'isa ishus, yiyud is also a certain type of ma'isa ishus. The Gemara masechtas kedushin and the sugya of avadim declares Yiyud, Erisin Oisa, Oinesu and Oisa. Meaning, the Gemara wasn't sure. Is Yiyud a Maisa Erisin? Or is Yiyud a Maisa Erisin? Freak the Pnei Yeshua. The Parsha of Yiyud is the Makar to Cherkzos Vioina. And the Gemara has a tzad that Yiyud is Erisin Oisa. To the extent that there's a tzad in the Gemara, Yiyud is Erisin Oisa. And I think that's even the Maskonis on Gemara, that Yiyud is Erisin Oisa. How is it possible that every Arusa doesn't have Cherkzos Vioina? And it's only an Esu that has Cherkzos Vioina. To the extent that the Makar to Cherkzos Vioina is the Parsha of Yiyud, and Yiyud Gufa is Eris and Oisa, so it's a Mefurish Apostle. There's no Shiloh that there should be a Chi of Sherek Susfaina, even by Eris. And now we know that by Eris there really is no Sherek Susfaina, it's really by Nesuin. Akoponim, what you see from the Pnei Yeshua's Kash, and I think that's the Mahalach of Rabaran and others, is that even though the Bepoyal Chiyuv, Sherek Susfaina doesn't happen until Nesuin, but the Chiyuv already is Maschol Meshas Erisin. It's Maschol Meshas Erisin. The whole makar to the parasha of Sherksus Fa'ima is from a Maisa Erisin, is from a Maisa Yud. Thus, it would make sense on some level, Fa'ima Le'isha Re'at Mekadeshously, with dealing with a Maisa Kedushan, Amanasha Ein Lachalai Sherksus Fa'ima. Either way, just a little bit of a Tayameh of some real super lumda charade that's Negei this Gemara. But regardless, we had a mission that said, Masna Shem Yechidam Li'as Patim Yishvua, Fa'at Shoyal Li'as Patim Le'shalem. The kasha is, doesn't the Mishnah say a moment later that if a Tanai is Masa Masa Kosa Bateri, the Tanai is bottled. And for the Gemara Hamani, Rabbi Yehudi, even though Snap Mishnah is usually Rabbi Meir, this Mishnah is not Rabbi Meir. This Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Bedavisha, Bemom, and Tanai Kayim. And just like Emil the Isha, Rea Mokadash, Sli Amanash, Emil Chalai, Cherkus, Voino, that Loch is that. Being that it's a Dovah Sheba Mamon, the Tanai is Kayim, so too this Tanai is going to be Kayim as well. But Freik the Gemara, Mim Motzis Mukvus like Rabbi Yehuda, is it possible to say the Tanai of Mishnah's Rabbi Yehuda, Ema Seifa? Take a look at the Seifa, Kalamasa, Mashakas, about Torah, Tanai Batol, and the Mishnah was not Mechalik, it didn't distinguish between Dovah Sheba Mamon and a regular Masa, Mashakas, about Torah. It sounds like, even if it's a Dovah Sheva Mamon, still Tanai Batal, also on the Rameir. That works according to Rameir, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a nafgamina, a distinction between Dovah Sheva Mamon and not Dovah Sheva Mamon. But the Gemara says, Olei Kasha, let them Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, but say for Dovah Sheva Mamon. It's not such a doichik, we've said bigger doichiks. It could be the Mishnah means Dafka, where it's not a Dovah Sheva Mamon. Over there, it's a regular Masna Mashakasa Batayra, where it's a regular Masna Mashakasa Batayra, the Tanai is going to be Batal. But the Gemara says, Ema Seifa, call Tanai Sheish by Maisa. The Seifa gave another halacha in the laws of Tanaim, in Mishpatei Tanaim, that a Tanai, in order for it to be kosher, you have to first utter the Tanai and then the Maisa. But if first you said the Maisa, and then afterwards you said the Tanai, Tanai Batal. Man Shamalei Islei Hai Svara. Who's the Tana that holds that Svara? Rav Meir. The Tanya written to the Brisa. B'chalafte Ish Kvar Chanan Yom Mishum Rav Meir. Tanai Kodem LeMaisa. Hareze Tanai. Maisa Kodem LeTanai. Einoi Tanai. So you see, it's Rav Meir, and it's not Rav Yehuda. Thus, from that halacha from the Mishnah, you know the Mishnah must be Rameir. So if that halacha of the Mishnah is Rameir, Tanai Koidon Lamaisa, that means the Reisha of the Mishnah should be Rameir as well. The problem is, the Reisha of the Mishnah says, Masna Shoy Mechinam Liyos Patim Yishvua, and even though it's a Dovah Sheva Mamon, it's only Rabbi Yehuda that holds Tanai Kayim. But Rameir holds Tanai Batal, Zokti Gemara Elo, you have no choice but to say, Kula Rameir he, the entire Mishnah is Rav Meir. I, the Reisha, the Mishnah, this is very important. Veshani Hacha, the Meikara, Lo Shabid Nafshe. You have to have this Gemara with you. The reason Masna Shoy Mechinam Liyos Potter Mishvua is not because you're Masna Mashakasa Batoira, albeit Bedava Sheba Mamon. The reason is because the responsibility that the Torah says every Shomer has is based on the fact that when he becomes a Shomer, he's mekabel a certain level of Shmira. So if he's mekabel a certain level of Shmira, that comes with certain responsibilities. The responsibilities are, if I'm a Shomer Chinam, I'm Chayiv and Pshi, I have to swear everything else. If I'm a Shomer Socher, v'chulu v'chulu. To the extent that we sit down at the moment that I become a Shomer, and we say, Herzich Tzu, I'll be a Shomer Chinam, but I'm not willing to take on that level of responsibility. So that's something I have a right to do. I'm not being Masna Masna Kosa Batayra. Masna Masna Kosa Batayra would mean that I have the Shibur of a Shomer Chinam, but still I'm not going to be Chayiv to swear. That's Masa Mashkas Batayra. But to the extent that I never was Meshavid myself to be Chayiv Shvua for Gneva Vaveda and for Oynes, so I'm not the Shoy Mechinim that the Torah is talking about. If I'm not the Shoy Mechinim that the Torah is talking about, I didn't violate Mishpatei Torah. Again, violating Mishpatei Torah would mean that I am the Torah Shoy Mechinim and still I'm not swearing Gneva Vaveda. Now you're Masa Mashkas Batayra. So you'll get involved. it's Tav Shabbat Moment, it's not Tav Shabbat Moment, it's Rameir, it's Rav Yehuda, who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Right, exactly. I can make up whatever I want. And that's where this Mishnah is always. And that's where this Mishnah. Right, it's a good kasha. But that's where this. Right, it's a good point. Meaning saying, Bishloima, if the Reish of the Mishnah is Masa, Masha Kazabat Torah, then the flow of the Mishnah is very Gishmak. So we said a halacha where you could be Masa, Masha Kazabat Torah, and talk to Mishnah, don't confuse yourself and think you could always be Masa, Masha Kazabat Torah. Usually you can't. But if the Reish of the Mishnah has nothing to do with being Masa, Masha Kazabat Torah. Yeah, right. Right, but the horror is still good horror. Right, but I'll kapon him. But that's where this is quoted. That the point is that you have.
Shkaich Morty.
So you need a bigger shout out than that, or you're fine. Usually you get a shout out. Usually get a shout out for saying something funny. There are people all over saying, "What was the joke?" I didn't get it.
You gotta listen from Ruckus
that means. Zok the Gemara, Megillah, that base. Daf Aleph. Yeah, Zok. Period. Tana. Umasna shay mesacha liya is kishayl. Mishnah said that just like a shay mechinam could be masna liya is patim ishvur, a shayl could make a tanai liya is patim ilashalim, a noisa sachar and a soicher. Could also make a t'nai that they want to be potem yishvur milashalim. Incidentally, I saw that some amadaik. Why did the Mishnah say by shoy mechinam that he could only make a t'nai liyos potem yishvur? Why can't a shoy mechinam make a t'nai that he should be potem milashalim? Right, look at the Mishnah; it's a very obvious thing. The shoy mechinam could make a t'nai liyos potem yishvur. A shoyo potem milashalim. Now, shoyo never swears, so it's only negay a potem milashalim. A noisesach of asaycher liyos pturim yishvur. When does a shoy mesachar swear if he tines oynis? When does he pay? Yineva vaveda. So it's negeya, say he can make a tanai that I don't want to swear when I'm really supposed to swear. Say he can make a tanai I don't want to pay when I'm really supposed to pay. A shoy mechinam, the Mishnah only mentioned Masa shoy mechinam liyos potem yishvur. A shoy mechinam also pays sometimes. When does shoy mechinam pay? Pshia. So why didn't the Mishnah say Masa shoy mechinam liyos potem mishvur? Ooh. Milashalim, Shvua, Gneva Vaveda Oynis, Lashalim, Pshia. So, some want to say that you see from the Mishnah that a Shemichinam can't make a Tanai, that even though I'm Peshaya, I'm going to be Potter. And it could be the reason is because if a Shemichinam is Peshaya, he's a Mazik. It's one of the Mazikin, the Yud Gimel Mazikin, the Chavdal Mazikin, as mentioned in the beginning of Sechthis Bava Kamo. And it could be that type of Tanai ready, maybe you wouldn't be able to make. And it could be, right, that's what you're saying, because that has nothing to do with Meshabin Nafshe. It could be that maybe is already a Masal Mashkas Batar. Either way, you have to know what the Lamnus is. But regardless, so the Mishnah said, it's a brisa. A shay mesachar can make a tanai not only to downgrade, but you can make a tanai to upgrade as well. A shay mesachar could say, "I want to be treated like a shoyl." Faith, you remember my? How does that happen? Bidvarim with words. Bechura, how could you be meshabed yourself? Bidvarim, I'm ashamed. But you can't. You do a kenyan. Rabbi Yechon, says, "I feel the tamei b'shalik kana miyadei." You don't have to do a kenyan. By he hanah the kanafik called the inish mehemnuhu the hanah that the shay mesachar has. That people are going to hear that he's watching someone's chayfetz, which means that he must be an honest person. So it's going to make him feel good about himself. That's hana. It's tangible hana, right? We've seen that many sugyas that when a person feels good, rekayd lefanai, schayk lefanai, adam chashuv, hana asmilva. There's a lot of sugyas, particularly in Masechtas Kedushin, where making someone feel good, giving him hana, it constitutes kesef. It's something that could be monetized for Hilchis Kinyonim, so that Hanah that the person has, Gomer Meshab Nafshe, it's with that he's being Meshab himself. So the Shem Mesachar could be Meshab himself to be like a Shail, meaning you can downgrade, you could also upgrade. How exactly do you upgrade? So either you do a Maisa Kinyon, Rabbi Yechon was Mechadish, Afilo on a Maisa Kinyon, to the extent that he has Hanah from what's going on, that constitutes a Kinyon Kesef, and somehow Kinyon Kesef is going to work for this. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, another halacha in Hilchis Tanayim was, V'chol she'ef sholei l'kaim v'b'soif et his'ni'im v'b'tchilasoi, Tanayim Kaim. So the only time a Tanayim is a good Tanayim, if it's something that you can actually be Mekayim. But if it's a Tanayim that you can't be Mekayim, such a Tanayim is not a good Tanayim. Omer Rav Tavlo, Omer Rav. Incidentally, you find throughout Shas that there's certain Amirom that you'll never find. They said something in the name of Rav. I once saw in the Seyda Adairis that there was no Amora in Shas that had more Talmidim than Rav.
Rav was a Shaskin, stating that he had a lot of Talmidim. And Rav, you find sometimes random Amirah, Mamish Amirah, that you'll never find in Shas, and they have something that they said in the name of Rav. Amir Rav Tavla, my Rav, Zudavir Rav Yehuda ben Temo. This Mishnah is going according to Rav Yehuda ben Temo. Abul Chachamim, meaning usually a Stam Mishnah is going according to the Rav, it's more the Chachamim. Zok Rav Tavla, that I heard from the Greiser Rebbe Rav, that not this Mishnah. This Mishnah is an exception. It's the words of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. If somebody makes a Tanai, that's Eif Shal Lekayim, it doesn't matter. If it's Eif Shal Lekayim and you weren't Mekayim it, so then the Maisa is not going to be Chal, meaning it's a good Tanai. You can't be Mekayim it, okay, so then the Maisa will never go into effect. But the point is, you don't say that the Maisa is Chal even without being Mekayim the Tanai, because the Tanai wasn't a good Tanai. To the contrary, if you can't be Mekayim the Tanai, then the Maisa won't be Chal. The Tanya will enter the Braisa. If somebody gives his wife a get and he says, I want you to be divorced, but here's the condition. I should tali the rakia. If she goes to rakia, I don't think he has to give her a get. Well, menashe terdi l'toy. I think they'll live happily ever after. Or terdi l'toy. Al menashe tivali kana shal meya amor. If you swallow a kana that's 100 amas long. Al menashe tavi, say, yeah, my God, I'll be or, no, really, walk a little further. Yeah, you sure you can't walk across the Yamagadol? I'll give it a shot. So the loch is niskay matrai, I raise a get. Loy niskay matrai. Let's say she didn't do it. Ain't a get. The get's not going to be a get. Yudim and Tema, Rabbi Yudim and Tema said, because that get. No, it really is going to be a get. Chal omer Rabbi Yudim and Tema. Kol she efshalei lekayme besoifoi. The his na ola mitchilasi em ola kama fliga. Because her meaning, the get's automatically chal. Aye, she wasn't Mekayimda tonight. It doesn't matter that she wasn't Mekayimda tonight. At the end of the day, the get's going to be chal. Which is mamash our Mishnah. So our Mishnah is the words of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, who holds that the Tanai is less a Meikara, it's not a good Tanai. But according to the Chachamim, they clearly argue. They say, no, either she's Mekayim the Tanai, in which case she'll get divorced. If she's not Mekayim the Tanai, she won't be divorced. We spoke this out when we learned Masechtas Gittin. This Braisa here is quoted in Gittin, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosfos over there is Medayik, that it sounds a little bit that these Tanoim that were mentioned, it could be she would be able to be Mekayim. Meaning it's possible, yeah, because what's the Lashon HaBraisa? HaRezi Gittich HaManashe Tali L'Rakia, HaManashe Terdi L'Toim, HaManashe Tivli Kono Shomeya Amo, HaManashe Tavi Yesei Yom HaGodol, Niskay Matanay, HaRezi Gittich, Loi Niskay Matanay, as if to say, it could be, it will be Niskay, it could be, it won't be Niskay. Frey Toises, there's one thing in this list that I don't understand. Tali L'Rakia. Tali L'Rakia, how in the world is she going to go L'Rakia? As if Frey Toises Akasha. Zok Toises, V'yei Shloimer, remember? Al Yidei Shem. It could be she's going to use one of the Shemus HaKadoshim, and by using one of the Shemus HaKadoshim, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, of Tir Rabbi Shmuel Atzmoy fame, it could be through that she'll be able to go up Lishamai Reb Kiveger in Gilyan Hashas on Toisvus. Masechtas Gittin Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph is Mitzayim another Toisvus, a Toisvus in Masechtas Chagiga Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the well known Braisa Arba Nichnasu BePardes. There were four Tanoim that entered the Pardes. Ve'eluhem Ben Azai uBen Zoyma. And the Gemara said that the only one of the four Tanam that were Nichnas B'Shalom, the Yatsa B'Shalom, was the great Rabbi Akiva. Everybody else was affected. Ben Azai became a Shaita, Ben Zayma died, Elisha Baravua became Acher, he went off the Derech. It was only Rabbi Akiva that was Nichnas B'Shalom, the Yatsa B'Shalom. And there's Machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos, where this Pardes was. Was this Pardes like a physical place? It was someplace real or not? Rashi says, Nichnasu L'Pardes, Olu L'Rakia Al Yudeshem. They used one of the Shemois, HaKadoshim, and by that they were able to be all the Rakia. So they were literally Nichnas L'Pardes. They knocked, they walked in, they were Nichnas L'Pardes. Tosfos says, no. V'loy olu l'maylo mamish. They didn't really go up l'rakia. Elohoye nir lehem k'moysha olu. V'chein pirish balrach. So Tosfos says, no, they didn't fit, they didn't go anywhere. It was nir lehem. Rat Tosfos says it was Ayde Shem also, but it's not that they physically went. So it's interesting. Rab Kiveger makes the tushta. Rab Kiveger in Gittin Pei Dalet Amud Aleph sends us to this Tosfos right here. It sounds a little bit like Rab Kiveger is bothered. Maybe if Tosfos in Gittin Pei Dalet felt that it's possible for a person to go to Rakia literally al Yedei Shem, then why did Tosfos have to say over here, why couldn't Tosfos say that they literally went? If you remember, we spoke at also, the Chidah brings that his father had a machlokes with one of the Gdolim of his time. They wanted to know whether Rabbi Akiva, who was Nichnes B'Shalom V'Yatzah B'Shalom, if he had to bench HaGoyimah. So he made a tally, maybe in Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, that it was all the Rakia. So today, if you take a JetBlue flight, you know, it could be you have to bench HaGoyimah. Certainly, they were all the Rakia al Yedei Shem. They would have to bench HaGoyimah. But Tosfos, who said that it was loy alumamish elo hayanir lehem, so they were masupik, they had a big machlokes the Chidah brings whether you would have to bench koyvul fazasar nes or you wouldn't have to bench koyvul fazasar nes.
Zok the Gemara, yeah, either way. So the Gemara said, Nachmor Rav Tavla said in the name of Rav that our mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Rav Alochik Rabbi ben Tema. The Alocha follows Rabbi ben Tema. Makes sense. It's a Stam Mishnah. Amr Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Masnisa Nami Deka. The mission is also Medoyik Rabbi Yehuda. Tois is very bothered. Masnisa nami deka? It's a diuk to Mishnah? It's a mefurish Mishnah. How else could you learn the Mishnah? Masnisa nami deka? Not a deka? It's mefurish. I am Tosfos. That's the long Tosfos and Daf Tzadik Dalim and Aleph. So either way, there's a lot to talk about over here on the Zomid. Specifically, you have the halachas of Mishpat HaTanayim. We won't go into any of it. Just one maramakim. The Mishnah over here gave three halachas regarding Tanayim. So in order for a Tanayim to be kosher, we have a Mishnah here. Bov Mitzia Tzadik Dalim and Aleph. Three halachas. Number one, it can't be masna mashukas about Taira. Number two, you have to say first the Tanayim, then the Maisa. Not first the Maisa, then the Tanayim. And number three, it has to be a Tanai that's Efshel Lekayim. But if it's Efshel Lekayim, the Tanai, then the Tanai is Bato, Zudivir Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. The Rambam, in Hilchas Ishus, Perik Vav Halacha Beis, the Rambam talks about the halachas of Tanai. These are festive Rambams, one after another. So the Rambam over there says, Ve'eluhem arba dvarim shal kol Tanai. In order for a Tanai to work, it has to meet four criteria. Zokter Rambam, what are the four criteria that every Tanai has to meet? Number one, Shiyah Kafel. It has to be a Tanai Kafel. If I do this, yeah. And if I don't do this, no. Shiyah Hein Shaloi Koidim Lalav. The positive has to be mentioned before the negative. So first you have to mention the positive, and then afterwards the negative. V'shiyah Tanai Koidim Lamaisa. Says the Rambam, echad mehen. If one of these four things are missing, hare atnai batal, ukiilu ein sham tnai kla. Elatia, zumikudeshes, oimigureshes, depending on what the maisa was, viiskai mamekach, oyamatona, miyad, ukiilu lohisna klal, hoil the chosar atnai echel menarbo. So the Rambam repeats himself, tnai kofel. He says there are four rules that govern Hilchas Tanayim. And you have to meet all four in order for Tanayim to work. V'mchaser HaTanayim Echad Me'en, if one of the four are missing, the Hasnish Kain Tanayim, it's garnish, it's Ptelim, V'tam Le'chavim Klav. It's nothing. What are the four? Tanayim Kofel, Hen Koidim Lelav, Tanayim Koidim Lemaisa, V'shiyah Tanayim Dovashav Shalakayim. What's interesting is that from the Rambam's four things that he mentions, two of them are mentioned in our Gemara, on our Mishnah. The third that was mentioned in our Mishnah, the Rambam omitted. Which one did he omit? Masna, Masna, Kosa, Bater. And then the Rambam added another two that weren't mentioned in our Mishnah. The Rambam mentioned Tanai Kofel, and the Rambam mentioned Hayden Koidim Shalav. Now, the truth is, Tanai Kofel has a Makar. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin. Hayden Koidim Lav also has a Makar. It's a Sugya Misha Achsa in the seventh parak in Masechtas Gittin. But either way, it's just interesting that you learn this Mishnah. You have over here three Tanayim. We learned the Rambam and Hilchas Ishus. The Rambam has not three Tanayim. Rambam has four times. If you mention, oh yeah, the three, the Gimel Mishpatah Tanayim, based on this Mishnah, you sound like an Amoritz in Yeshiva. Because really, it's not three. It's really four, and it's a Rambam in Hilchas Ishus. And if it's a Rambam, can I get a Mishnah? Obviously, you want to quote the Rambam and not the Mishnah. But the point is that you have the four Mishpat HaTanayim. What's interesting though is if you look in the Magen Mishnah says that there's two additional Tanayim that the Rambam left out. Number one, there's a Tanay that you need that the Tanay and the Maisa should be B'davar Echad. But Maisa B'davar Echad, the Tanay B'davar Echad, we don't have to go into that. That's not a good Tanay. The Rambam didn't mention it. The Mishnah didn't mention it either. And then finally, based on a Sugya in Perik Mitzvahs Chalitza, and I remember we spoke a nice raid on this, in Yevamis Tavkuv Vav Amir Aleph, and that is that the only time you can make a Tanai
is if it's something that's isa be shlichos, but something that's less be shlichos, and it comes into perek mitzvah chalitza, because chalitza you can't do ayde shliach, and because you can't do chalitza ayde shliach, it's for that reason that you can't make it tonight. Tosfos says that there's a shtickle svara to that. The svara is that if I can't manipulate the chalois ayde shliach, I can't manipulate it all your tonight either. Either way, it's a Tosfos and Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Kuvavim and Aleph. So the Magen Mishnah is just Ma'ir on the Rambam. There's another two Mishpatim tonight. So the Rambam has four. The Magen Mishnah is Ma'ir that there's another two. It's interesting. No one even talks about Masa Mashakas about Torah, which is mentioned in our Mishnah. It could be Masa Mashakas about Torah is related to Davashiyev Shalakaimoy, based on a Sugyan Gittin Daf Pedal and Aleph. The Enkam Mekoyim Laharich. Machlik is over there. All right, good. So the Gemara Hadron Aloch Hasoicher Sapoyim. So Hashoyel Sapoyim, which is very much a continuation of the last two Mishnayos here in Asaychas HaPoyla. Asaychas HaPoyla, somebody borrowed a poro. V'shal bale'o'imo, oysachar bale'o'imo, and at the same time that he borrowed the poro. So Reuven borrowed Shimon's poro. And at the same time that Reuven became a shoyel on Shimon's poro, he also borrowed Shimon. Gemara is going to discuss how could you borrow someone. Oysachar bale'o, or he hired him. That makes more sense. Either way, if that's what happened, so at the same moment that Reuven borrowed Shimon's para, he borrowed Shimon or he hired Shimon. Case number two. Shal habaylim oisachron. If he first borrowed Shimon or he hired Shimon, and then afterwards he borrowed the para, umesa, and then the para died, he's a shoyol, and even though misa is oinis, it doesn't matter, because the shoyol is chayv ba'insin, stating that the halacha is potter, shenemar, because the pasuk says in ba'alav imay, lo ye shalem, and from here we learn the halacha ba'alav imay. So even though a shoyol is technically chayv even in oinsin, but if the oinis happened at the time that it was ba'alav imay, and what does Ba'al of Imai mean? That he had either borrowed or hired the owner of the parah. In that case, the shoyl is going to be potter. But if he first borrowed the parah and afterwards he borrowed the bailim, or hired the bailim, umesa, and then the parah died, chayiv shenema Ba'al of Imai ein Imai shalom, Ba'al of ein Imai shalom yishalom. In other words, the Mishnah is teaching us the yesoid, the elementary understanding of what Ba'al HaVimay is. Ba'al HaVimay does not mean that the Misa of the Para happened at the time that Ba'al HaVimay. The fact that it happened at the time that Ba'al HaVimay, that doesn't concern me. What it means is that at the time that you borrowed the Para, at that point it was Ba'al HaVimay. You need that it should be balavima b'shas shela. It's not enough that it's balavima b'shas oinus. So if you borrowed the para at the same time that you borrowed or hired the owner of the para, or if first you borrowed or hired the owner of the para, and then afterwards you borrowed the para, so that at the time of the shela sa para, it was balavima, then the halach is, mesa, you're going to be potter. But if first you borrowed the para, and then afterwards you borrowed or you hired the owner, in that case, you're not going to have the halacha of Ba'al HaVimay. Zok the Gemara, midik tani seifa v'achak sholas ha-para, from the fact that the seifa said, v'achak sholas ha-para, michlal d'resha diktani ima, ima mamash. Meaning, the Mishnah is giving three examples. One example is, you borrowed the two at the same time, the para and the owner, the v'asachas. The second case was, first you borrowed the owner, then you borrowed the para. The third case was, first you borrowed the para, then you borrowed the owner. If it's three cases, then the case that says ima means literally at the same second. How's that possible? Rashi says that to the extent that the person said, right, Shimon says, my para and even me, you can have me also. We're both borrowed to you. The second he says that I am shol lecha, he becomes shol, ba'amira. The para doesn't become shol until the Meshicha. So the two things aren't happening in Vasachas. How exactly did the two things happen at the same time? Says the Gemara, Iba Yisei Mekarim, the Kaim Par B'chaser Yishol. Somewhere where the Par was B'chaser Yishol, so he didn't have to do Meshicha. Usually the Shol would have to do a Meshicha in order to be Kain of the Chayfetz. Here he didn't have to. Or says the Gemara, Iba Yisei Mekarim, Amalo, Ad Kufach, Loi Tishol, Ad Shas Meshichas Par Ascho. They stipulated, they made a condition at the time of the agreement that I don't want you to be Shaul to me until I'm Shaul. The part of the bottom line is you can make it work. Where's the Hassam that this Mishnah was? That was Levi's Mishnah. It's not a Gimel Amaral. In other words, how do we know this idea with the Shaimim? The Tanur Rabbanan. Parsha Rishayna Nemer B'Shayim Lechinam. Shniya B'Shayim Esachar. Shlishes B'Shayim. So the truth is, in order to really appreciate this next Gemara, you have to have a Chumash in front of you. Being that we don't have Chumash in front of us, so I'll just read the words so you'll see it's ambiguous, and then we'll take the Gemara's word for it. So the Parshas HaShoimrim and Parshas Mishpatim is really divided into three groups. The first parsha is Ki Yitei Nisha Reyehu Kesef Akelom Lishmar. So we're talking about a Shoimer. V'guna Mibeisa Ish Im Yimatze HaGanev. It was stolen. If they find the Ganev, it's easy. Yishalim Shnayim. HaGanev is HaGanev. He always has to pay Kefil. Im Lo Yimatze HaGanev. Let's say they don't find the Ganev. V'nikur Balabayis Elo Alekim Im Lo Sholach Yodeh B'Melechus Reyehu. Then you make the Shoimer swear. I'll call Dvar Pesha, I'll Shor, I'll Chamor, I'll Se, I'll Salma, I'll call Aved Hashem, Ki Uzeh Adol, Kim Yavid Dvar Shneim, Asher Yashir, Kim Yishalim Shneim L'Reyev. The next Pasuk is really ambiguous, and you know what that Pasuk means? It's a Machlokes in the Gemara, Perek Meruba, we learned this together, but Pasha, it's referring to the Tayin Tayin is gone. So the Torah is saying, if you're a Shomer, and something was stolen, if they find the Ganav, the Ganav pays kef. What if they didn't find the Ganav, go into Bezin and swear, and then the next Pasuk says, that if afterwards they find the Ganav, after you swore falsely, then you yourself, the Toyin Tainas Ganav, the Shomer that said that it was stolen, he himself would have to pay kef. That's the first parash in the Torah. Chazal had a Messiah that this is the Shomer Chinam. The Shomer Chinam, if he Tainas Ganav, swears, stating that if they find out afterwards that he was lying, Toyin Tainas Ganav, the Shoyin Mechina would have to be careful. Second parasha, Ki Yitein Esh Reyehu Chamor Oysha Oyse V'chol Behem Olishmor Umeis Oynishbar Oynishbar Ein Raya. What happened over here? It wasn't stolen. What happened over here was there was an Oynes Umeis Oynishbar Oynishbar Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim. Then you swear Em L'Sholach Yadav Em Lechaz Reyehu V'Lokach Balav L'Yishal. The Shem swears and he's off the hook. Vim Gonav Yigonav Me'imai. What happens if it was stolen? Yishalim the bullet. Meaning, if the Shomer stole it, the Shomer has to pay. And Torif, you that favor lo Yisham. So we have another parasha. Again, it's ambiguous. Not so clear what's going on. What's the difference between this parasha and the previous parasha? But this parasha says that if the Shomer taines oines, he swears and then he's off the hook. If he says Geneva, meaning I'm gonna, if you got him Ima, if it was stolen from him, Yisham the bullet. Here the Shomer is going to have to pay. So the first Shomer wasn't Chayv and Geneva. This Shomer is Chayv and Geneva. Chazal had a Messiah that this Shomer is the Shomer Sacher. Even though it doesn't say anything about being paid, just like the first parasha doesn't say anything about not being paid. The first parasha is the Shomer Chinam. The second parasha is the Shomer Sacher. That's how we know the Shomer Chinam is Potter from Geneva, albeit the Shvuah. The Shomer Sacher is Chayv. The third parasha is the only one that's clear. V'chi Yishal Ishmei Imreyeo. Somebody borrowed something. V'nishbar Oimeis. Ba'olav ein imay. As long as it's not Ba'olav imay, the topic of the first Mishnah, Shalim Yishalim. Im Ba'olav imay, let's say the Bailam was there, Lo Yishalim, Im Socher Hu, what if he's a Socher? He's the fourth Shomer, Ba'bischarai, and that's wide open. Nachloikis remain, Rabbi Yehuda, does he get treated like the first parish of the Shem Chinam or the second parish of the Shem Socher? So either way, these are the four parishes that we know from learning Chumash Rashi and parishes Mishpatim and Chazan Sofer or whatever Chesidah Shemoy said, I'm hoping you went to. But whatever, the point is that this is the way the parishes HaShoinu was understood by Chazal. But in the Torah itself, it's really not Mefurish. Zok Gemara. So this is the Braisa that is the makar for our understanding of the four parashas. Tan Rabbanan, parashas Rishayin, Nebem Bishayin, Mechinam, Shniya Bishayin, Mesachar, Shlishes Bishayil, Zok Di Gemara, Bishloim, Shlishes Bishayil, that the third parashah is talking about a shayil, Mefurish, it's Mefurish, V'chi Yishal, Ishmei Imreyei, V'nishbay, Meiz, Balavim, Eini, Meishalim, Yishnam, El Rishayin, Bishayin, Mechinam, Shniya Bishayin, Mesachar, Eipachana, Efshafakad, how do you know? Zok Di Gemara, Mistabra, no, makes sense. Shniya Bishayin, Mesachar, Shkin Chai, Begnev, Vaveda, the second Shomer, the second parasha says that the Shomer is chayv b'gnei v'aveda. It makes sense that the Shomer socha should be chayv b'gnei v'aveda, whereas the Shomer chinam should be potter from gnei v'aveda. Why is that? Because Shomer socha is getting paid, so he should have more chiyuvim. Adarabba, I can make an argument that the first parasha should be the Shomer socha, because there's a stringency in the first parasha that you don't have in the second parasha. What's that? Toyantain is Ganif. Rishayna b'shoy mesachar. Maybe the first part that makes more sense should be the shoy mesachar. Shekei b'shalom tashlo mekeifa, but Toyantain is Ganif. Because if he's Toyantain, is very good. Because if he's Toyantain is Ganif, he pays keifel. Meaning the shoy mesachar can never have to pay keifel. Because if he says Geneva, he's going to have to pay. The shoy mechina, because he's potter from Geneva Aveda, may at some point end up paying keifel to the extent we find out that he swore falsely. So being that there's a chumrah in that parsha, maybe fakir, maybe that parsha doesn't mean the shay mechinam. Maybe it means the shay mesachar. Zok de Gemara, famous words, afilu hachi, karnabal eshvua, adifa mikelem eshvua. The second parsha is more chumrah than the first parsha. But on the tzveta parsha, you for sure pay care. In the first parsha, it could be you're going to pay nothing, it could be you're going to have to pay keifel. It's worse to for sure have to pay something than to maybe have to pay nothing, but maybe have to pay double. Teda, and I'll prove it to you. Da shayol kolano shalai. A shayol has all the benefit in the world. Veda mishalim elo keren. And what's his halacha by Geneva Vaveda? He pays keren. We don't say that he's potter, but if we find out afterwards he swore falsely, he's going to have to pay kefal. We say, no, pay keren. Clearly, that's the chumrah. Why? Must be because karnabal eshvua diva mikvele b'shvua. So it certainly makes more sense then that the shoy mesachar, who has more responsibilities than the shoy mechina, should be the one that's chayav b'gneiva. The shoy mechina would be potter from gneiva. Stating that the tour that the shoy mechina has, his kula, comes along potentially with a chumrah. Freik de gemara v'ashoyl kol ano ashalay. 1 second. Is that true? The shoyl has all the benefit. It's not true. He has some responsibilities. Doesn't he have to feed the animal that he borrowed? The kaima ba'agam. Could be he doesn't. What if he borrowed it in an agam where it could feed itself? But by natira, doesn't he have to watch it? Mar says, but not their mas. He lives in a city where they watch it for him. So Caleb, you don't have to feed, so it's easy. Bottom line is, whether the shoyl is kol anashalay, roiv anashalay, you see that he's chayiv in Geneva Aveda. We don't say he's potter, albeit with the potential to be kefal. Clearly, that's the more chumer of the two options. So the first parasha that says you're potter from Geneva must be talking about the shoymer that has less responsibilities. That's the shoymer chinam. The second parasha that says you're chayiv in Geneva, talking about the shoymer that has more responsibilities. That's the shoymer soch.